Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. After listening and receiving the prayers, the teachings, or the testimonies, pray more on your own as much as God leads you. Then use our prayer booklet to do a short Bible study. Then the guide on how to read the entire Bible through in 1 year is in that booklet. It will help you to understand God's word more and help you grow spiritually. TPGF members across the world, subscribe to Turning Point Prayer Booklet, available both in hard and soft copies. With a token for subscription or subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Thursday, the 18th day in January 2024. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. I see God pouring his fresh oil of grace and favor on you this day. Deuteronomy 34 verse 9 says, Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses laid his hands on him. Do this if you can where you are. Put the anointed mantle on your head. Cover your head with the anointed mantle. And let me pray. May God baptize you with fresh wisdom. From now on, you will know things without knowing how you knew it. God shall reveal secret things to you. Your result will shock the whole world and people around you. Water never flows backward. It only flows down the hill. I prophesy, no matter which country, city, or environment you operate, you will never dwindle, you will never come down. You will not know retrogression in the name of Jesus. Forward ever, backward never. Now, can you do this? Can you do this? Find something to decorate yourself. Something in the house, in the office, or wherever you are. Yes, decorate yourself with something. Put on a hat, a cap, throw a garland around yourself. Throw something around yourself as a form of decoration. It is for prophetic action in prayers. I prophesy, God shall soon decorate you with good things. Your children and your loved ones shall be decorated. I see someone in a competition or preparing or going for a competition soon. You will win. The grace that worked for Esther in the palace that chose her among all the other virgins, that same anointing will work for you. Will work for your son, your daughter, your business, your platform, and everyone around you in the name of Jesus. I see written boldly on you approval. Yes, anyone with a letter, an application, or a presentation waiting in an office or somewhere for approval, in an embassy, whatever, lift up your hand and let me pray. I prophesy, receive divine approval. You will collect your check soon. You collect your visa, your citizenship, your green card, and your license and your paper soon. In Jesus' name, say amen. Now, if you can do a spiritual warfare to back up that prayers, please do. Fast for just 1 day and sow a battle seed to back up. It will happen. Your testimonies will come fast. Anyone under oppression or suppression, you are delivered today. Receive your liberty in Jesus' name. January 18th celebrant, it's your turn for prayers. Open your hand. May God bless your day. May you be flourished and may you flourish and do well the rest of your life in Jesus' name. Right, let's do our teachings. First one today. Good day, sir. According to my own record here, on the day Daddy blessed the anointing oil and the water for us, 1-16-10-2022, 2-2-5-2023, 3-13-6-2023, 4-29-6-2023. All these days are saved up on my phone. Wow! I like us on this platform. We saved up messages. We always remember the things we discussed here. God bless you. Next, good day, Pastor Femi Emmanuel. I'm a single mom of 30 years old and a Christian. I dress modestly, but don't know why all the men that come into my life always want to sleep with me. And they all leave me same way. It is now a pattern. They suddenly stop communicating. And when I ask them what I did wrongly, They all say nothing, that there is nothing. I really want to get married, but I'm confused. Wow, my daughter, don't be confused. Most young men in our days are like that. They are like butterfly. Just want to taste and go. Eat and run. Please don't allow anyone to peck on you. Zip up. Carry yourself with respect and dignity, but never in pride. Be pleasant. Be likable. Be focused. Love and serve God in a lively and growing church. Engage in prayers, warfare prayers especially, on this matter. Your own person is coming. God will give you his own man as your husband. Use the teachings we give here regularly on how to choose a godly married partner. Apply it to your life. Next, everybody listen to this. It is more of a testimony, but I can't wait for testimony week. Some other things may overtake it. It just came in now. Listen, good morning. I am the man from Wales, UK, with three kids who complain on this platform of how my wife disrespect, abuse, belittle me, and then I was planning to relocate back to Nigeria to start a new life. After my case was mentioned on this platform, Daddy advised me not to relocate to Nigeria, nor leave my wife or children. Rather, we should pray and practice what the Bible says about Christian marriage. Really? I called and talked to her, played back the message, Daddy's message to her, and then she listened to the advice. Then we both prayed together. After the prayer, she promised to change. And since then, my wife has totally changed. Now she accords me respect, loyalty, and love. I too have also changed. I also loved her and adore her like never before. Before the prayers, my wife said she sees me like a mosquito. But now I am to her like a giant and a real man. It's like a log fell off her eyes. Thanks be to God Almighty for using Daddy to put smiles back into my marriage. We were in Nigeria during the Christmas holiday. We enjoyed ourselves. We are back now. What God cannot do does not exist. TPGF, truly blessed. Wow. Wow. I can hear some of us saying, wow. TPGF, let's give a clap offering to the Lord Almighty. This is the vision of TPGF, to mend lives, help people to get things right. Our vision is being fulfilled in different areas of life. Say with me, I'm happy to be a member of this family. Wow. Listeners, let me have your comment on this exciting testimony. I'm happy, truly happy. Next, please, I transfer 10,000 naira as my sacrificial seed before the announcement of 7,000. What do I do in this regard? Wow, thank God for people like you obeying the word of God and taking to sacrificial living. If you wish 3,000 naira refunded back to you, send it to our line for refund, +34 809 789 4000. But remember, the figure called is 70,000, 7,000, and 700. But if 7,000 is what your heart says you want to give, please ask for the refund. It will be sent back to you promptly. I bless God for TPGF members within Africa, Nigeria, and all over the world for obeying this instruction and loving and connecting to this platform. God will bless you. Next, I wasted early part of my life. I am 40 now. I recently managed to travel to UK for my MSc, but I plan to look for a job back in Nigeria because I will finish in 3 months' time. I don't want to stay in the UK because I don't want to do care job. That is what everyone here is doing. Your advice to me, sir. Wow, I like your mindset of wanting to return back to Nigeria after your studies. I advocate this a lot. But the truth is, not everyone in UK is doing care job. A good number of Nigerians, our people, our members in UK, USA, Canada, and UAE, etc., most of them, many of them are professionals, doctors, nurses, IT people. They are business inclined and they are doing very well. But I like people like you that wants to come back to Nigeria to set up here. Please do. Nigeria is so fertile. Nigeria is so fulfilling for those who are guided, those that are mentored, and those that are hardworking. There is so much money and opportunities here. But not everyone sees it that way. Most people see only the challenges and the problem part of the country. And of course, you can't blame them because they don't see their future here. But for those who see their future, it's a great decision. My take, whether abroad or home, where you find peace, fulfilling your God-given purpose, and adding value is your best, is your home. Live there and enjoy yourself. Well, we'll continue from here tomorrow. Today is the D-Day, the Prayer Mountain Service Day at Ikeja, Lagos. So all TPGF members and listeners in and around Lagos, leave home early and be at the Prayer Mountain in Ikeja. Two services will run as usual, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Prayer focus today is, Lord, open my eyes. Come for your eyes to be anointed, to see your ram in the thicket, to see your hidden riches and your wealthy place, to see your destiny helpers. After today's anointing and encounter, you will see what your life has been waiting and looking for. Come early, invite others. Anointed mantle shall be given out freely for praying and doing miracles. Come and collect yours. Same two services we hold simultaneously at Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and New York. It shall be live streamed to all over the world. Everyone in these cities mentioned, locate our venue. Telephone numbers to call, charm or SMS. For more information is Dupe on 0806-478-8392. Start calling and chatting now. For your TPDF kit, the t-shirt, the face cap, and the two-hand wrist, everybody should get his own now. Please do so and call that same number I just gave you now for help and direction. Don't compromise on your tithe, your battle seed, your thanksgiving seed, the 111 seed, and the 770,700, and all the rest that we call to back up the seven areas of change we are trusting God to do. Do so here, do so all over the country, all over the world. The Lord will bless you. I speak to your life today, unusual grace and opportunity. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye. TPGF, truly blessed.